Memories. How are they formed? Why are they selective? Our earliest memories can harm us, thrill us, and sometimes even shape our choices. What traces of your very earliest life can you recall?
When I was a little kid, I remember that I was with another group of younger kids, and we all went down a metal slide. It was rusty, kind of metally. There was a little coating of paint. It wasn't bad, but it was something not good. And it was a hot summer day in the Middle East, and we went down the slide, and we all had shorts on because we were, you know, little schoolboys. That was the attire. And as we came down, our legs kind of like burned with the metal, and it hurt.
My first childhood memory is
my mother bathing me in a sink.
Getting off the bus.
And she had this little, I don't know, probably about a foot long, probably maybe longer than a foot, this little tub thing you put in the sink and you could wash your baby in. And I just remember like looking up at my mother, and she was a lot bigger than she was today. I was made following you.
We would go back to my house and we would go to the top of the roof and we would look beyond, and there was this big shopping mall. It was like a Walmart, but it was a hotel, in essence, right? It was like a mini Burj Khalifa.
This is going to sound kind of strange, but my first childhood memory
is actually, like, really sad. I remember I was probably around, like, 2 or 3, and my family and I were at the beach, and we were wading out in the water, and we got pretty far. And there was this tidal wave that came and hit us, and I was underwater for like a minute, and I was really young, and it was really scary, but my mom like found me and like pulled me up, so I just like remember being underwater.
Aroma coming from my mother's cooking and the vacuum noise running in the background. I would get off the bus and I would open the door. I would always expect to hear the vacuum running and the food cooking, and then I would put my stuff down and take a nap, and that was the general routine. That was my life. And when it happened, it was just, first of all, it was a shock in and of itself, the fact that I learned that my father left me, but it got amplified by the fact that it was a break from the routine.
I think that Sigmund Freud said it best when he claimed that childhood memories have probably the most significant impact on our lives. What happens to us as young children can affect the decisions that we make and the way that we perceive the world as adults. At least that was Sigmund Freud's point of view. It's true that memories that we have as children start only as early as maybe 3 or 4. Many scientists believe that this is the case because we have yet to develop a true language prior to that time. Children of younger than 3 years of age, we have images, perhaps, to which we can't attach words, and so then later in life we can't describe them. Many people that can remember early memories remember mostly negative memories. Why is that? Well, cognitive theory tells us that things that have a higher emotional value are remembered better than things that have a low emotional value.
I was for a little while when I was little. I was scared to go in the ocean because I thought that the waves were gonna do that again. But now, not really.
I'm not sure that it has impacted me so much as that it's kind of shown me that I'm a very strange person.
While I did have rough moments, it really has allowed me to develop this perspective into life that allows me to just be hyper aware of everything that I do, a lot of the relationships that I have with people.
But naturally, those things that have a high emotional impact, things that scare us, things that shock us, things that scar us, will be remembered more vividly than something that has a smaller emotional value.
I have a lot of childhood memories that I loved as a child. I think that what I had as a child growing up has had its... I'm not saying it was easy, but I had an amazing childhood. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, you know. But all the words that I'm
supposed to say. Some of my friends tell, like, really funny stories when they were little about, like, all the crazy stuff that they did. And I don't really have anything like that, and I wish I was, like, funnier or, like, something like that. Like, I wish I was, like, sillier and did more crazy stuff when I was little. But... I mean, I don't really mind, because, like, my childhood was awesome anyway. Are they things that water can't wash away? How can your
absence leave no trace? Thank you to Collegiate Upper School seniors Mohammed Karabatic, Claire Spots, and Emily LaPlante, as well as neuroscientist and founder of Psych Research Center, Rebecca Heidbreder.